Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being magnanimous in one's character, in one's demeanor, one's way, and at the same time simultaneously trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith is a bit of a long hadith, but inshallah we'll go through it. Abu Kabsha Sa'd Al-Anmari radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that there are three things on which I take an oath and I'm telling you something, so remember it. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is emphasizing, there's no need for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to take an oath. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that there's three things that I'm taking an oath on, it means that it's showing a great importance in what these three things are. Otherwise, every word that passes through every word that passes through the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is 100% true. For us, generally, we will have to take an oath because sometimes we are honest, sometimes we are not so honest. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam always 100% honest. So why is he taking an oath? To emphasize upon something. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, there are three things which I take an oath upon and I'm telling you something, so remember it. In other words, remember what I'm telling you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam thereafter went to say that the wealth of a person does not diminish because of charity. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that the wealth of a person does not diminish. We did this hadith yesterday also. The wealth of a person does not diminish because he's giving charity, number one. Number two, no person is treated unjustly and exercises patience thereupon without Allah ta'ala increasing him in honor. A person has been unjust, somebody has been unjust to another person. The person that has been treated unjustly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as this person is patient, he makes sabr. That he has been unjustly treated in whichever way, but he makes sabr. Upon his sabr, Allah ta'ala will increase him in respect. Allah ta'ala will increase him in rank. And what we think, if somebody tells us something, somebody does something to us, no, I also need to give him a piece of my mind. I also need to show him a point. I also need to do something. But what we are being told in this hadith, that if somebody treats you unjustly, you make sabr upon it. Obviously, certain situations will require a person to complain, a person to take it up. Those are certain situations. But as a general rule, somebody shows some rudeness, some arrogance, swears us, does something, and we make sabr upon it. As a general rule, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that Allah ta'ala will increase this person who has been unjustly treated. Allah will increase his respect. Allah ta'ala will increase his honor. But outwardly, it seems the other way. All these things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about, it seems the other way, that if I'm going to just make sabr, I'll be belittled, I'll be looked down upon, that I can't do anything, I'm not doing anything, I'm not swearing back, I'm not showing any type of vulgar behavior. So it looks as though I'm belittling myself. No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the first thing that looks opposite is you giving charity, you're getting rewarded for it. Allah is giving you more. Then you are making sabr, Allah ta'ala is increasing you in respect. This is the second thing. The third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, that no person opens the door of begging without Allah ta'ala opening for him the door of poverty. Complete opposite. This person opened the door of begging, now he thinks he's got an avenue of income. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that this person has actually opened the door of poverty. He's making himself more poor. The more he's begging, the more he's dependent on begging, and he'll continue and continue and continue to beg, unless Allah ta'ala takes him out of that. So therefore, this third thing also looks opposite. That no person opens the door of begging without Allah ta'ala opening for him the door of poverty. Or something to the effect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm telling you something, so remember it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this world consists of four types of people. Four types of people you'll get in this dunya. Number one is a person whom Allah ta'ala blessed with wealth and knowledge, and he fears his Allah with regards to it. He maintains ties of kinship with it, and he acknowledges Allah Ta'ala's right over it. Such a person enjoys the most superior position. He has wealth and he has knowledge, and he's fulfilling the rights of these two things. This person, he enjoys the most superior position. Then is the second person. That is a person whom Allah Ta'ala blessed with knowledge, but not with wealth. So this person is a poor person. He's got ilm, but he doesn't have much wealth. He doesn't have any wealth. He's truthful in his intention, and he says, but in his heart he says, that Allah, if I had wealth, I would have done so, and I would have did such a thing. In other words, Allah, I don't have wealth, but if I had it, I would have done so much, I would have given so much of charity. So this is good. Many of us, that we feel that we could have put this, we could have built up this masjid and this madrasa, and we would have done so much. They still hope Allah will reward us even on our niyat, even though we may not have that wealth. So this is the second type of person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person is considered according to his intention. So the reward of both of them is the same. The man that got the wealth and the man that don't have the wealth, the reward of both of them is the same. Why? Because the second person who didn't have it, his niyat was, if I had it, then I would have done this. So this is such a nice thing for us. Just upon our niyat, Allah Ta'ala is willing to give up so much. Then is the third person, then is a person whom Allah Ta'ala blessed with wealth, but not with knowledge. He only has got wealth, and this person acts harshly with his wealth, without his knowledge. He doesn't have ilm, so therefore he's acting incorrectly as far as his wealth Allah Ta'ala has given him. So he does not maintain ties of kinship with it, nor does he acknowledge Allah Ta'ala's right over it. Such a person is in the worst of position. Worst person is this person. He's got wealth and he's got no knowledge, and he's using this wealth in an incorrect manner, and he's not acknowledging, he's not keeping ties of kinship, etc. This person is in the worst position. The fourth type of person is a person whom Allah Ta'ala has neither blessed with wealth nor knowledge. He doesn't have any wealth, nor does he have any knowledge. This is the fourth type of person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this fourth type of person, he says that if I had wealth, I would have done such and such a thing. He considered according to his intention, and the sin of both of them is the same. So this person, the worst, the fourth type of person, he doesn't have knowledge, nor does he have wealth. But he's saying, if I had wealth, I would have done this guna. If I had wealth, I would have went to this place, haram place, and I would have done that haram. If I had wealth, this is how in haram manner I would have used. I went to a casino, I would have went to the disco, I would have done clubbing. I don't have the money, but if I had it, I would have enjoyed life in all the haram. So he doesn't have it, but he's making niyat for haram. So this type of person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, he is the same as that third type of person who had the wealth and he did wrong with the wealth. Here this man didn't even have the wealth, he didn't even enjoy the guna, but because he made niyat of this wrong guna, he made azam certainly that I'm going to do this wrong thing, he's in that position as the third type of person. Allah Ta'ala save us. We should have tried to be in one of the first two type of people. That Allah Ta'ala has either given us wealth, which we all, Allah Ta'ala has given us some wealth, and Allah Ta'ala has given us some knowledge, that we must practice upon the knowledge, spend the wealth correctly, not like the last two type of people. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So beautifully, simple examples in the hadith, but they are so deep in meaning. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.